Audio News Review, December 7, 2020. The Wall Street Journal. New Jersey and New York hospitals are girding for a winter blitz of COVID-19 patients but say they are more prepared and are optimistic the mortality rate will be lower than the brutal spring months. Ratcliffe wants interim Durham report, says no intelligence to support FBI Russia probe. Havana Syndrome, directed radio frequency likely cause of illness, report, US News, The Guardian. Opinion, why do so many Americans think the election was stolen? - The New York Times. Moody and, sometimes depressed, the president barely shows up to work, ignoring the health and economic crises afflicting the nation and largely clearing his public schedule of meetings unrelated to his desperate bid to rewrite the election results. https://www.nytimes.com. Ivanka Trump has been deposed by attorneys alleging that President Trump's 2017 inauguration committee misused donor funds, a new court filing reveals. An analysis found the lowest level for 3 years. In the so-called darknet, there are apparently fewer and fewer large marketplaces for illegal goods. The turnover increases anyway. https://spiegel.de. Putin's son-in-law received a $380 million stake in the petrochemical giant Sibur for just $100. Another big hello to those who like to shout Putin didn't steal anything from me. CEO Sundar Pichai says Alphabet's goal in the post-COVID world is to ensure equitable access to technology. Alternative data show that activity in several of the world's largest advanced economies slid at the beginning of December as coronavirus cases surged. The Guardian. Biden mulls options in case Republicans try to block cabinet picks. Transition team plans for possibility that Senate Republicans, depending on Georgia runoff contests, may aim to stonewall. TheGuardian.com. Trump lawyer Giuliani in hospital after positive COVID test. Trump election fraud witness took plea deal on harassment charge, report. Gerald Post, CIA psychiatrist who profiled Trump, dies of COVID aged 86. Burks says it's frustrating to hear public parrot back false COVID-19 claims. Exclusive, Dr. Deborah Burks says the vaccine's critical, but it's not going to save us from this current surge. Russia confirmed a new one-day record of 29,039 coronavirus cases on Sunday and 457 deaths. Huge blaze guts historic New York City church built back in 1891. We're going to keep fighting, Pence tells Georgia voters presidential election is not over despite the fact that it's over. Another mysterious monolith appears, this time in the Netherlands. Oregon Medical Board suspends doctor's license for refusing to wear mask while treating patients. Mink fur boom in China raises virus fears.